Our sustaining member question of the week is about speaking up for dietary choices. Hello, Dan and Lizzie. I am a devoted fan of your podcast and listen every week. Thank you so much for your guidelines on making everyday interactions so much more pleasant. My husband is making a midlife career change and is currently enrolled in a graduate program, which he will be finishing this year. He has received a scholarship to continue his studies and will be attending an awards banquet to recognize scholarship recipients in his program. My husband is a vegetarian, and I have a vegan diet. We are guessing that the dinner will include a limited number of menu items from which guests will be able to choose. In past experience, we've found that a vegetarian dish is sometimes offered, but rarely are vegan options made available at large events. While our dietary restrictions were originally a matter of choice, that's no longer the case. We both become ill if we go off our normal diet, so eating what is offered for this one evening isn't an option. What is the most gracious way to deal with food that we have no intention of eating? We don't want to call attention to ourselves and don't want to have a discussion about why we choose to eat the way we do. The field my husband is working to enter is very conservative, and we will be spending the evening with his classmates and mentors. We want to make a good impression. Thank you so much, a quiet vegan.
Hi, quiet vegan. Don't worry. Even in the most conservative fields, it is understood and appreciated that people with dietary restrictions of any kind for all kinds of reasons are going to be accommodated. And you call ahead, you let people know, and you do it as soon as possible. It's really an early part of the RSVP process. And most of the time, there is going to be at least a vegetarian option available. As you mentioned, the vegan option starts to get into potentially slightly trickier territory. Mm-hmm. If the answer comes back that particular dietary, I don't even want to call it restriction, choice or preference can't be accommodated, it's okay to say, I've already eaten. I'm not eating tonight. You don't need to go into long explanations about why you're not. I think keep those explanations in quotation marks really simple, really basic about the moment and the experience and not about the history of your dietary choices, how they began as a preference, have turned into a medical choice. Everything that you go into here as background doesn't need to be a topic of discussion at the table the night of the big event.
So the way to execute that smoothly is to have that language ready to go and have three or four really simple, low-hanging fruit, tier one topics of conversation that you can turn to answer the question and then immediately ask another question of the other person. That's how you redirect a conversation so that you're not going to get more questions. Oh, I'm not eating tonight. Left with nothing, it allows the other person to have the space to ask you more questions about why you're not eating tonight. You could even say, oh, they didn't have a meal I could eat, unfortunately. And then say, you know, I would love to hear more about that thesis that you're working on. Or Jim said that you're interested in such and such. Or tell me, what is the, you know, award you're here to receive or something. I mean, you can find some things about the evening to comment on. You can always ask someone about their attire or comment. That dress is so lovely. Is that something you've had for a while or is it brand new? I love it. I'm looking for new places to pick things up. Whatever it is, directing it at the person is that way of moving the conversation forward. Like Dan, I say, call ahead, let people know that you are a vegan. I actually find that those menus, you know, and I noticed that you said we think that they're going to be doing it this way. If you really don't know whether it's going to be a buffet or if it's going to be plated service or if there are going to be any options for you, it's absolutely imperative that you call. I think it's a good idea. I think it should be a part of your MO when you're going to events like this to just call and inquire, is there a vegan option available? It's the easiest way to do it. It lets people know that there is a vegan who will be attending and that if they could accommodate, that would be great. And it's perfectly appropriate.
The sooner you do it, the better.
Yes.
And you can always offer to help. Say, is there someone who I could talk to about this? It doesn't necessarily need to be that you're adding another item to the to-do list for someone who's organizing a huge event. Although, in some ways, that's part of what organizing large events is all about. You have to-do lists, and one of them is figuring out how to get food for the people who are going to be attending. Those are your guests.
And you're, you know, attending with one of the honorees receiving an award. Generally, they want you to feel welcome and included. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that. So Quiet Vegan, I would definitely get comfortable with calling and stating that, and just asking for that vegan option, or if it's available, or if there are going to be things on the buffet you'll be able to eat. And then using that quick answer to the question of, oh, I ordered a vegan meal, and tell me more about what you're studying here at the school. That's the way to move it forward and not have the focus on you and your dietary choices.